Establishment media whine Donald Trump is flooding the zone, nightmare over and over again. By Wendell Hasebo on February 4, 2025. President Donald Trump is flooding the zone with swift action that is overwhelming the establishment media, which appears unable, ill-equipped, or too lazy to report the flurry of activity. Opinionists at major news outlets have begun whining about their newsroom's inability to keep up with the increased flow of Trump's executive orders, newsworthy comments, and changes within federal agencies. Just in the past few days, Trump has fired DOJ officials, planned to close the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, deported hundreds of illegal aliens, placed tariffs on Canada and Mexico and then paused them, and signed the Laken-Riley Act into law. There is so much winning out of the Trump White House that the mainstream legacy media can't keep up with it, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said Monday. Former President Joe Biden rarely gave interviews and appeared to hide from the public due to his health. Interviews conducted by The Wall Street Journal revealed Biden's aides protected the diminished president from cabinet members, donors, pollsters, the media, and top Democrat lawmakers. After years of sleepy Joe Biden's tenure in the White House, many media personalities say they are already worn out from covering Trump and his resurgent drive to deliver the golden age of America. "I'm getting really tired of waking up in the morning and knowing it's probably going to be a good day for bad guy," New York Times columnist Gail Collins complained Monday. The journal's Peggy Noonan claimed Trump's first 2 weeks were chaos, a manic phase that tempted the gods of order and steadiness. Trump's flood-the-zone strategy leaves opponents gasping in outrage, Luke Broadwater reported at The Times last week. The strategy has existed since at least 2018, when the former Trump administration strategist Stephen K. Bannon boasted of the ability to overwhelm Democrats and any media opposition through a determined effort to flood the zone with initiatives. This time, the flood is bigger, wider, and more brutally efficient. As President Trump begins his second term, he has enacted his agenda at breakneck speed as part of an intentional plan to knock his opponents off balance and dilute their response. Rex Hupquind in a USA Today opinion piece that Trump's return to the White House is living a nightmare over and over again that produces shock. He advised readers to protest where you can and help those harmed by Trump's actions. "Every morning is the same shock. Will we wake and see he launched an attack on Greenland? Or, as he announced Friday, impose tariffs on allies like Canada and Mexico? What nuttiness awaits us? For the foreseeable future, we will wake up each day and learn about things done to our country or in the name of our country that we don't like." Trump will say outlandish things because that's his default setting, and he will do outlandish things. No morning should be more of a surprise than the next. Pay attention. Watch it unfold. Protest where you can. Direct your energy toward helping those harmed by this administration's actions. Declare loudly and often who's to blame. Connect the dots, over and over again, for people who stubbornly refuse to engage in dot connecting. Americans trust in the establishment media to report current events fully, accurately, and fairly plummeted to a record low in 2024, Gallup polling found in October. The decline in trust indicates the media lost credibility due to pushing false narratives, such as Hunter Biden's laptop story, Russian collusion, the source of the 2020 pandemic, the January 6th investigation, and numerous hoaxes. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.